Well, as spring approaches, Vice President of Market Competition with Cotton Incorporated, Mike Watson, says it's decision time for our producers.
The farmer's confronted with a lot of choices in today's modern agriculture. How am I going to invest my capital? What equipment do I need? Am I going to irrigate? Am I not going to irrigate? What are my choices among various types of crops that I can plant? And very importantly, what varieties of cotton or other products am I going to plant? Because that's going to have a huge influence on what they produce.
And Watson notes that whatever they produce, quality must be a top priority.
You can do all of the planning and have all the vision in the world. If you don't produce the right quality product and deliver it effectively to the ultimate customer, nothing happens. You've got to do it right to begin with, and that starts at the farm.
But Watson says the good news is that thanks to education efforts by the Georgia Cotton Commission and others and a lot of hard work, Georgia producers are steadily improving that quality.
We have seen some very positive responses in the Deep South and particularly in Georgia in recent years in terms of the quality they produce. The quality of Georgia cotton is much closer to that desired by international markets today than it was 5 years ago, making it much easier for our product to move into international commerce, and we hope long-term be more profitable for everyone in the business.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.